Did you, I think you went to school at...
I went to Carmichael School, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Bud was the teacher. Okay. You've heard of Bud?
Yep, Miss McGregor.
Miss McGregor, yes. Yeah. So I think there'd be about 19 in school. 19 rings a bell with me, but right. It might be less. Of course, it was all mixed ages from primary 1 up to primary 7. School rule never changed very much until they built the new houses, Silverburn Road houses.
Okay.
And there was a big influx. Well, at least another 3 or 4 families moved in. That the school rule went up into the 20s and 30s. And of course, it's just expanded since then. And became, I think by the time I left, there was a second teacher, that was Mrs. Mingus, Grace Mingus.
Right.
She was the second teacher, I think, in my last year at Kirk School. And of course, she went to Blair Gowdy after that on the bus, big adventure on the bus.
Okay. What sort of, I'm trying to think of a question, I mean, anything that you remember to do with school, but what do you remember of, Bud?
Oh, dear.
I don't I hear that she didn't you weren't to call her.
She was, when you went up to her face, you never called her Bud. She was always Miss McGregor. And actually, you lived in fear or terror of her, because if she saw you doing something that you shouldn't be doing, your parents were the first to find out. I remember in the winter times, the hill, you know where the schoolhouse was?
Uh-huh.
Right across from, yeah. Well, that brae coming down there in the winter, you'd out with your sledges. Of course, the roads were the best places to search, because the traffic had made them all slippery and hard packed snow and ice. And,
right, yeah.
And you'd go down past there and she'd be out. You came down the hill on your sledge, rumbling down, there'd be 3 or 4 of you, or maybe more.
Right.
But by the time you got past her gate, you got away before she could come out, because you got into trouble. But she knew next day, and you got a telling off next day. But there's one or two, I can remember one famous family who she was always getting on to the kids. And the mother appeared at the school, and there was a bit of a, shall we say, an altercation. And she ended up being pursued by this mother around the playground.
But
we never really found out, because we weren't out of the school, but that was a bit of excitement that we heard about. But all in all, I mean, I often say this, if she were teaching nowadays, she'd be in the jail.
How so?
But well, shall we say, her means of corporal punishment was unconventional. But I think, on the whole, she really meant well.
Yeah.
She was really get the kids through. And I don't think anybody's education suffered from her teaching.
So okay. So what year did you start?
At school, I would start when I was 5, which would be 1944.
Right, okay. So what do you else, did you do any, for in your spare time, did you play football or fishing or anything?
We were never stuck for things to do. I hear nowadays, kids, there's nothing for kids to do here. We were never stuck for things to do.
Mm.
You played football. You know where the school playground is?
Yeah.
There's 2 trees there.
Right, yeah.
Well, they were very convenient because they were goalposts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they were maybe 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
They probably was a lot narrower than these days. I think they're still there. But it was football. You played all sorts of rounders. All these games had seasons. For some of them, nobody controlled them. It's just that suddenly we're all playing cricket.
Yeah.
Although we never really played proper cricket.
Yeah.
Well, football season, and then of course there was the conquer season at the end of the year, and there'd be marbles, or then it would go through a phase, and then it would come around again the following year. I never had a bike until I was 10, 12, maybe 10, shall we say, around about that age. Yeah. Because during the war, you just couldn't get things like that. old bikes were valuable, so, you know, there wasn't a surplus of bikes for getting set. You could get new ones for a start. I can still remember, it must have been when they built the new houses. About that, so it'd be about 1950 or something like that, I got my first bike. So you go away for bike trips.
Yeah.
Of course, they were old. If you're lucky, had 3 gears. But that came later on when you got a better bike.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you never ranged very far. It was really